Blog Talk Radio.
Child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Kids are good to mom, but blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow. And nobody wants to be left out. No, you can't leave cause your heart is there. You can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Oh, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Seven in the house live coming to you straight from my studio, and it is a family affair. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you back to the station, and we have had 2 weeks worth of celebration, ladies and gentlemen. We've been really out on sabbatical, if I must say so. There has been a reunion here in the Northwest Indiana area throughout last Friday all the way until this Sunday. That's right. We've had people from all over the diaspora coming back to celebrate their 40th year anniversary with Westside High School. And I like to point out the fact that Westside High School is a well-known school right here in our fine city of Gary, Indiana. And because so many people came back to reunite with their loved ones and their friends, we started off with Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and it got to be such an overwhelming sensation with the boat ride and the trip And that part of it I didn't attend, however, but the part where they had the banquet and celebration was fabulous. I mean, it was a real debut with our line dance and our performance and QP coming back to speak to us, one of our former presidents and principals of the district. Now, I want to say this to all you West Side High graduates out there. I don't care which year you graduated. I want you to put your fist in the air and say, woo, woo, Cougars, go ahead on, because the Cougars were certainly out there this week in full strength. I like to say welcome back to all of you and to the newcomers who might just be tuning in. We have been doing a metaphysics thing this whole month. Now, I don't know if it's an omen. I don't know if it's something that's just happening because of the cycle of life. But every Monday, since I've been calling for my speakers, two of my speakers, I have discovered that they have made their transition. I wanted to do the transition for the young lady that I had was going to be bringing on, and we were going to release a hawk in her position. Now, I was just told by Shauna that Richard, her husband, made his transition Saturday, and they were going to be on with Young Living talking about essential oils. Shauna is so shook up by her partner transitioning that she could hardly talk today. But she reassured me once the sting of death had blown over, she will be back with us to talk a little bit about her contribution to her downline and the work that they did with their downline, working with essential oils and dealing with massage therapy and aromatic treatment. I'm going to really miss Richard. He will be a very missed person in this particular area and throughout Utah. I want to say good words on behalf of Richard. He was a loving, caring person who always wanted the best for his downline, and he supported us and went out of his way to make sure we had the proper training tools that we needed. I'm going to miss Richard, and I so badly look forward to him talking to us about the business of essential oils and how they can be used for healing modalities. But Shauna will be coming back to talk to us as soon as all of the arrangements have been taken care of and Richard is properly given his service. I want to take some time now to go over to our talking care room and talk a little bit about transition. I'm going to reserve this time for that because Richard was a well-loved person. I love Richard because he personally called me to talk to me about the business of working as an independent contractor. He so badly wanted me to have all of my I's dotted and T's crossed that he went to the extreme to get me the necessary materials that I needed to do the job of working with selling essential oils. And I feel his presence ever so much because when I picked up that card, I was driven to pick up his card and call several times. And Shauna indicated she had gotten my call, but could not bring herself to talk to anyone. She was so overwhelmed by his sudden death. Now, Richard had been battling about with cancer, and because of the essential oils, she wanted everyone to know that he lasted as long as he did and upheld the battle of cancer because of the essential oils. Now, that's something to talk about, essential oils as a healer. All of the essential oils had properties that were healing modalities that have been used as a foundation for healing. And we're going to talk a little bit about healing supernaturally through some of the modalities. Now, right about now, I want to also tell you that because of this week being so crazy, the kids of the flock, they still are interested in being a part of our show, and they have not forgotten about us. And they were here Friday, but I wasn't. I was busy trying to get on with my reunion. And when those things happen, you have to make a decision, ladies and gentlemen. And sometimes you have to be in a place that's very important, and you have to make changes and allowances. So please pardon me that I was not here to take up the opportunity to get things off the ground. Now, I want to go over to my talking cure, and I want to talk to you about transition. But before we do that, I want to bring you into the throne of glory where we go over to summon our ancestors to commune with them. With Richard making his transition, we are now standing in the gap for him. We are going to release a hawk for Brenda as well as for Richard. Richard was a man of substance. He was a man of character, and he's going to be greatly missed. His voice and his commitment to service will definitely be missed. I don't know why God led me to invite people who make friends, but what I have to say is this. Death is never the end, my friend. It is only the beginning of our freedom as we transition into three-dimensional, where we are present as well as in the flesh, the spirit, and absent from the body does not mean absent from the spirit. Now, I like to pour a libation to Richard on behalf of his wife, Shauna. I like to say, Shauna, this is not the end, and this too will pass. Hold your head up and be strong. Richard is in the atmosphere. Set your altar up towards Richard and begin to put the things on the altar that he loved. And remember him in prayer every day as you call his name out. We're going to call out Richard's name today. Richard and Shauna, our husband and wife, we're going to call out this family and ask that the underworld and the supernatural world and the spirit receive our dear brother as we release a hawk in his absence. We pour the libation to acknowledge Richard's absence from the body, but presence ever so more in the spirit. Richard, we say, come back to visit us. Let your energy flow back with us. We will miss you, of course, but we know now that you're free, we can call on you in the spirit, Richard, and you will hear us, and you will commune with us and intercede on our behalf. We know you're closest to God now with the ancestors' realm, and we ask that you come back home and reunite yourself with us. As I pour a glass for my Father's spirit, I say, Father. And as I pour a glass of water for my mother, I say, Ashe, Mother. I like to light a candle for my father and say, Father, find your way home quickly through the lagoon, through the Pacific, through the underworld, through the middle passage. Find your way home, Father. And Mother, I light a candle for you to guide you all the way through the highways and the byways, through the bushes and the trees, and even in the Red Sea, if you're in the stratus, the ancestors, may they guide you and give you the strength to come back to reconnect to your family as I light this candle. The light has been lit, ladies and gentlemen. You ought to light your candle on your altar. You ought to set up an altar. You ought to ask the ancestors. Call out my dear, Uncle Pete. Call out Aunt Ruby. Call out Tommy Harvey. Call out the name of Michelle and Michael. Call out those names today and remember those ancestors are the sum total of why we're here. Allow us to stand on your shoulders now. As we look over your shoulders, allow us to be the reason why you're here, ancestors. Reconnect with us. Father, as we bow our heads, we ask you to fill our cups. May our cups run us over, and may we experience abundance from all aspects of life. And may we be givers, Father, and not only takers of the good news. And may we pass the word on to those who are absent from knowledge and consciousness. May we talk to those dead spirits today and lift them higher. And may we begin to speak to our fellow comrades who have come back from the Union. May we help to clear their mind, to balance their brain so that they can be aware of consciousness and that their third eye may be open, that they may see, Father, open their eyes that they may see. The solution for an end time problem is not all money, Lord. Let us be able to see how we can be clever enough to bring together avenues that will intervene and be an intervention for us to solve the food problem of scarcity. There is no scarcity in you, Lord. We know it's only an abundance. What we're expressing is a disharmony. Now help us to understand that if we waste not, we will want not. Help us not to desecrate our forests and our Mother Earth. Help us to be mindful of the fact that as we plant, we can be sowers and reapers. Help us to understand that we must put good substance in our body. Show us how to plant for a harvest, Father, so that we can gather in the harvest. Show us how to plant our organic seeds so they'll come back to us in the position to be replanted. Now, Father, give us sustainability so that we can weather the storm. Father, show us how to have a bartering system so that money will not be the main cause of us having a collapsed system. Show us how to transition into the new world as we begin to make that journey. We are peculiar people, Lord, and because we're computer people, that means that we are searching to return back home. This is not our home. We are just passing through temporarily, and we all must make that transition outside of death in the realms where we can no longer be held captive by these bodies. Father, let us understand that these bodies are holding us down. Our spirits desire to be free, and the only way they can be free is through death. And understand, people, that death is never the end. It is the beginning of a new concept of living free without a body holding you down. May God take the sting out of death so that we begin to prepare for death as we do for birth. And as we see our ancestors travel through the realms of transition, they bring about new birth in our new children, so they never die. So as we begin to ask the conscious-minded person to begin to understand that we all will experience and taste of death, the question is, will we be ready to make our transition? And as we make our transition, will we be ready to talk to a world about reconnecting to spirit? Will we be able to get back to our ancestors and reconnect the great circle? The main purpose you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that the great circle of life will free you so that you can commune with God and intercede on behalf of your loved ones. We are not foolish people that we don't understand spirit. We all must connect with spirit. And today I implore you to connect with spirit and raise up your mantles and your altars and set them up in your home. Commune with your loved ones through a transition and friends who have gone on. But their spirits are here yet, you say, Omi. Yes, I did. Call their spirits back to you and generate their melanin. You have access to it. Tap in now, ladies and gentlemen. The energy and the frequencies are here. This is the time when you can petition God for your request to prayer. This is the time when you can ask the ancestors to intercede on your behalf, to fill you up with love and kindness and spirit. Have not I drawn you with love and kindness? Now that I've drawn you with love and kindness, go out and touch the world and show them a world of love. There is but one force on this earth, and that is the force that God has created in love. And we must understand that when a loved one transitions and dies, we must encourage our comrades to be strong, because the spirit will grow stronger every day, and these people will know their loved ones more in the spirit than probably prior to being in the flesh. So how do you prepare one for death, you say, Omi? How do you get someone ready for death? You discuss it and talk about it and engage in it, and letting the person know that the body is just asleep, but the spirit and the frequency can never die. Now, how many of you want to vibrate in the next world and be a frequency and a frequency to reckon with? If you do, you ought to go in the spirit periodically and teach your loved ones about the spirit and the underworld, because they're certainly out there. They are not, they have not died, they have not transitioned. Frequency is there. Energy cannot die. And what you and I are made of, ladies and gentlemen, is energy. And you ought to understand that, because energy cannot die, nor can it be recreated. It only dissipates, ladies and gentlemen. And as it dissipates, I want you to understand that you are going to have to make yourself known by understanding spiritual things and discussing spiritual things. Do not be afraid. Do not stay away from things that are spirit or death. Embrace spiritual things, and the enlightenment will be upon you. Now, I say to those who are frequent users of the spirit, now is the time to be engaged in spirit. We're coming up on a new dispensation. Our whole world is going to be turned upside down. Yes, we're going to be ushered in a brand new methodology of how we utilize in this world. And hopefully, filthy lucre money will not be the main source. There will be no need for having incarcerated fellow comrades or policemen to engage them. There will be no need for the courtrooms to further adjudicate a case. There will be no need for a protective system, period. When we're in the spirit realm, we must conduct ourselves in a manner where we are conducive to a prudent man functioning ably in the right passage of good character and good conduct. What we must understand is that money has been shown to us as a scarcity, so therefore we continue to fight and argue and kill at certain points over what is a scarcity. When there is no scarcity and everything is in abundance, there is no need for thieves. There is no need for someone raping the system or pillaging the system or stockpiling. When we create these substances in the universe, we create a need for fear. People act out of fear. People presume a lower level animal stays in the position of flight or fright. When you have someone that is afraid and his back or her back is against the wall, the flight or fight takes on the lower level extremities, which will cause an individual to act below the level of a human being. There will be no more need for this type of behavior. There will be no need for us to even look at shortage. Because now that the new knowledge has come, we will know what is in abundance. We will know how to call things to us through mental telepathy. We will know how to send messages out into the atmosphere so that they are engaged by the night ether, that God will communicate directly to individuals now. It will be upon their head to spend more time communing with the Godhead, getting to know the mind of God, and I didn't say the mind of Christ. Getting to know the mind of God will allow you to reconnect your higher self and to remember who you once were. The medulla oblongata will begin to open, and you will see things clearer now. You become more clairvoyant in your thinking, audio clairvoyant in your hearing. You will be able to see into the lives of others and hear conversations around the diaspora. Yes, there is a stirring up of all these gifts that have been laying dormant inside of you and I. We are peculiar people. Didn't you know that? And once you wake up from your anesthesis and come out of your slumber, you will once remember who you were and the work that you once did here on this planet. Yes, there are many planets and there are many souls out there. And did not God say in my house, didn't Jesus say in my house there are many mansions? many, many places that you and your connected tissues have gone, meaning that there's someone else out there like you in other places and mansions. Wouldn't it be nice to get to know yourself and introduce yourself to yourself? Wouldn't it be even greater to create from your frame of mind, from your substance, to be able to have clairvoyant thinking and consciousness that is on a higher realm? We have to think and communicate on a higher intellect than on the lower dogmatic animalistic level. As we go up the tree of ladder trying to reach zero, meaning that is the utmost spiritual level, knowing that you have seven personalities and seven hierarchies in your chakras. Now, you also have diamonds, I'm told, and these diamonds will even be cultivated in you to even reflect on the outside.